I speak these words in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So today is the last Sunday in the church calendar for this year. Next Sunday is the first day of Advent, which is the first day in the church calendar, the first day of the new year. Today, on this last Sunday of the church year, we celebrate something that is called the reign of Christ, also known as Christ the King. And indeed, there are many kingly references in the appointed scripture lessons for today. In the prophet Daniel, we heard, "The everlasting dominion and kingship that shall never be destroyed of the one like a human being." In the 93rd Psalm that we heard, "The Lord as King sitting upon the everlasting throne." In the book of Revelation, "Jesus Christ, the ruler of all of the kings of the earth." And finally, from the Gospel of John, the chit-chat that we heard about kingship between Jesus and Pontius Pilate. In a few moments, we will be celebrating together with the ministration of holy baptism for Florian. And what better time for all of us to reflect on the meaning of baptism, the meaning of baptism for Florian, and the meaning of baptism for any of us this evening who are baptized. One of the things we sometimes hear about baptism is that baptism makes us a priest, it makes us a prophet, and it makes us a king. There's that word, king, again. And this is what Florian becomes today, priest, prophet, and king. So I think that this deserves a little bit of unpacking. First, priest. And the word priest here means someone that is making an offering to God, someone who is aware of being in the sight of God. And I think a pretty good example from Holy Scripture of what it means to be a priest, of someone making an offering or a sacrifice to God, is found in the prophet Micah. Someone asks the prophet what they should be offering to God. What should I sacrifice? What should I offer to God? To which Micah replies, what we should offer to God is this, what we should sacrifice to God is this, to act justly, to love tenderly, to walk humbly with God. And this is what it means in our baptismal vocation, our baptismal calling, as members of the priesthood of all believers, to make our very lives an offering to God, to act justly, to love tenderly, to walk humbly with God. Which brings us to the second character of baptism, which is being a prophet. As a prophet, we now speak not only for ourselves, as a prophet, we now also speak for God, on behalf of God. And one of my favorite passages from Scripture about what it means to be a prophet comes from the prophet Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out." To be a prophet in this image is not to preach fire and brimstone. The prophet will not shout nor cry out, nor will he raise his voice in the streets. Nor does being a prophet entail violence or coercion. Indeed, far from it, a bruised reed he will not break. A smoldering wick he will not snuff out. To be a prophet is to act lovingly and to act tenderly. To heal the bruised reed, we have to handle it affectionately and delicately. We have to be careful as a gardener to nurture it and to support it in order that that reed grows back again. As for the smoldering wick, well, it will be extinguished if we give it a blast of air. What we have to do as a prophet is to breathe on it delicately, to slowly and to carefully nourish it and coax it back to a full flame. The third character of baptism is that of a king or a ruler. So what does Jesus teach us about kingship and being a ruler and about authority and leadership? If anyone wants to be first, he must be the last of all and the servant of all, Jesus says. If anyone wants to be first, he must be the last of all and the servant of all. We're also reminded of what Jesus tells us after he gets down on his hands and knees to wash our feet. Jesus says, "Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you should also wash one another's feet." To be a ruler, to be a king after the fashion of Jesus, is to rule not with might or power or riches or armies, but to be a ruler or a king as a baptized sister or brother of Christ is to serve, and to serve out of love. To make our lives an offering to God in acting justly, in loving tenderly, in walking humbly with God. To heal the bruised reed and to reignite the smoldering wick. To serve out of love. This is what it means to be priest, to be prophet, to be king. This is what it means for each of us, including Florian here this evening, to live out our baptismal vocation, who we are called to be by God as followers and as friends of our Lord Jesus Christ. None of which, by the way, is easy, but all of which is the way to happiness, and all of which is the way of peace. "Peace I leave with you," Jesus tells us. "My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, therefore, and do not be afraid. My peace I leave with you." The other thing about baptism is that it's not some kind of a magic trick. Baptism doesn't mean that one minute we're not priest, prophet, and king, and then the next minute we are priest, prophet, and king. Baptism is a sacrament. It is a recognition, and it is an expression of a reality that already exists. When I mark my birthday or celebrate my birthday, I normally invite friends and family members to come together and we have a joyous celebration together. But it was a bit different this year, as my birthday fell during one of the many COVID restrictions that we had. But even though I didn't have much of a birthday celebration, I still got another year older, much to my chagrin. And it's similar with the sacrament of baptism. Whether we're baptized or whether we're not baptized, we are still a beloved daughter or a beloved son of God. Whether we are baptized or not, we are always offered God's love and we are always offered God's mercy. Baptism is a recognition of this reality and an expression of this reality. It is an expression of this reality by our friends, by our family, by our community of faith, that each one of us, you and I, is a beloved child of God. We are created in God's likeness and we are created in God's image. We hear this many times throughout Holy Scripture. Each one of us is created in God's likeness and God's image. Yesterday, as Claire mentioned, was the Transgender Day of Remembrance. And to me, this is a day of deep tragedy, a day where we honor the memory of transgender people whose lives were lost, whose lives were taken in acts of anti-transgender violence. It is deeply tragic that people, that anyone, lose their lives, and it's deeply tragic that people have lost and continue to lose their lives to anti-transgender violence. And it's deeply tragic that there's any kind of violence whenever it affects any of our sisters or brothers, including when it affects the transgender community. Going back to what I said earlier about being created in God's likeness and about being created in God's image, each one of us, the fact that some people are transgender not only speaks to the rich diversity of humanity, which is true, but the fact that some people are transgender also speaks to the richness and the diversity within God's very self, if we are indeed created in God's image and in God's likeness. One of the things of which we are reminded by transgender people is that the manifestations of love that are within God's very self are limitless. The kinds of flourishing within God's very self are infinite, and the degrees of vitality inexhaustible. May each one of us come more and more to understand the ways in which we are created in God's image and likeness, as we celebrate with Florian here in a few minutes. May each of us draw from that well of boundless vitality and flourishing and love that is in God's very self. May each of us, as we enter a new year, answer in our own unique way the vocation, the call of priest, prophet, and king, that God may evermore dwell in us and we in him. Happy reign of Christ. Amen.